G'day, Peter. I just want to talk to you about hearing from God. We talked today about the still small voice of the Holy Ghost. This is the main way that God uses to talk to us. His spirit is within our spirit, and when he speaks as the still small voice, we can hear him if we're trained ourselves to listen. But we got to know that he's in there, know that he can speak, know that he wants to speak to us, and know that he will speak to us. Before I was saved, I was into like the New Age. I joined a mob called the Rosicrucians, which I told you about in the intro, and you invite in spirits, and they train you to hear from these spirits. They train you, they don't tell you they're in there. But they teach you that they're your subconscious for a start, but after a while you learn that they're separate identities, they've got their own personalities, and they speak, and the way they speak, they're hidden in amongst your thoughts because, well, that's where they're hiding. And, until you realize that they're there, they only sound like they're your own thoughts. And God's the same way. The still small voice is the same way. He uses it to direct, to lead, to guide, to counsel, to warn. In all ways you can think of, God will use his still small voice to speak to us. But we've got to know that he's there, know that he can speak. Don't go to anywhere where they say God doesn't speak, but only to the elders or the pastors or the leaders. He speaks to everyone. If you're a born again believer, you've got his spirit in you. He'll speak to you. He's speaking to you all the time. But we gotta like calm our thoughts, still our thoughts, get our thoughts off ourselves to listen to him. So it talks in the Bible in 1 Kings 19:11 when Elijah was running away from Jezebel. He went into a cave and he heard, and he said, this is God talking, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. This is the still small voice of God. This is how he speaks. We're all looking for him to come thundering from the heavens and give us direction, give us, give us what we want, give us excitement, in a big way. But he speaks as a still small voice, a still, like a quiet voice from our spirit, and a still voice. He doesn't have to, magnify any, or accentuate any anything, because he's God. He spoke and the heavens were made. He spoke, let there be light, and there was light. What he speaks, he doesn't have to magnify anything and make a big show of it. When he speaks, he speaks, and that's how he does it. And we're meant to be listening. And no big thing, no like Jesus or God or angels coming, that can happen, but we got to train ourselves to listen to a still small voice. And just because we're hearing it doesn't mean we've made it. God can rebuke and chasten and direct, lead, warn, everything in the still small voice. But we've got to learn to recognize the way he speaks, because the devil speaks in a still small voice too. So, once you understand that God's doing that, the devil will know. And then there's a battle. There's always a battle. The battle never finishes. The battle, as we get to more levels, the battle follows us, and the battle's always in front of us and around us, but God can keep us separate. God can train us if we're humble, if we are not proud and are not full of the world, then he can train us and lead us. We'll get to that later on. In Zechariah 4:6, it says, then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord under Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. There it is, the spirit of God's within us. He moves and he reacts within us and gets us to do his will from within, not written directions, not instructions. He doesn't pick us up and say, right, there's your job, do that. It's all like, so we've always got to seek him. We've always got to look for him. And we heard this in the last one I'd done about the word, and he will bring to us his word for use in daily situations. This is John's, in the book of John 14:26, Jesus speaking, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. This is the Holy Ghost again. He doesn't just have to speak in words. He can just bring thoughts of the past or thoughts of scripture or thoughts of whatever you've learned from him in the past. He'll bring it to the current situation for you to use, for you to recognize what's going on, or to teach us or give understanding and knowledge and wisdom. And here's John 16:13, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come, that the same as the scripture before, John 14:26, he'll show us things that come. He'll show us, you know, what we're walking into or what we need to do. He'll direct us and bring counsel. And John 16:14, this is the next scripture. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Like again, whether it's in words, whether it's in pictures, whether it's, you know, however it is, but it comes from within, and we got to take our thoughts captive to watch what's going on up there, because that's where it's all happening. I mean, once you start hearing from God, you know, there's going to be a battle on, and no one's going to get it perfect. No one's got it perfect. If you're following a man that says he's got everything right and perfect in it, run out the door, you know, as quick as you can. Don't look back. He gives us the words we need when we need them. In Mark 13:11, it says, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost. God, when we're in situations where we need to speak, you know, life, or when we're witnessing to someone, or when we just need to speak words of encouragement or whatever, God will, you know, give us a download through his spirit and bring them even out of our mouth. He'll give us the words, and the Holy Spirit will be speaking through our words, like it says in John 7:38, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And while he's, you know, bringing the words to us, our mouth will be moving, speaking the words. You know, sometimes when you preach, if he's given you the gift to preach, whatever gift he's given you, your mouth will be moving, and you'll know the words aren't coming from you. They're coming from within and from above. And, you know, and when it's all over, you'll be struggling to remember what you've even said, but God will speak through you. You know, and he gives us the words. The Holy Ghost will even speak out of us. He speaks without words, with conviction of sin, to guide us. John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. So he's departed. He's been glorified in heaven. You know, and he sent us the Holy Spirit for us to, as him, it's him in us. 16:8, and when he is come, he'll reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. This is another way he speaks. You know, he speaks, he convicts us of our sin. The Holy Spirit's within us to convict us of the things we're doing wrong. When I was saved, you know, I before I was saved, I was running around in sin. I didn't get much conviction, but when I got saved, it was like done the littlest thing wrong, and I knew I was doing the wrong thing. So he's there to convict us. We got to discern the difference between conviction and condemnation, because the devil will condemn where God will convict. It's a totally different thing, and we got to be on, you know, we got to be wary, because like I said, the battle's always happening. As long as we walk in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We got to, as soon as we're convicted, we got to know, you know, what we've done, and confess it straight away, and, you know, cover it in the blood. So, and take away the foothold of the devil to bring condemnation, which he can, you know, if we're having, you know, believe that God has washed us clean, he'll start to condemn. So always confess your sins, you know. And we got to know the difference between what's righteous and unrighteousness. And Isaiah 64:6 says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Our righteousness is worth nothing. We got to walk in the righteousness of God. We got to know the difference between what he wants us to do and what we think we should be doing, because what we think we should be doing, if it's not in his will, it's a waste of time, you know. And judgment. We got, you know, God's judged the devil. There's judgment. If we do the wrong thing, we're going to be judged, you know. We're going to be chastised. God will chastise us. He'll speak to us, you know, and he'll show us and lead us before that happens to turn us away from what he's going to do to us. But he will chastise if we don't listen and don't heed the warning, it says in Hebrews 3:15, while it is said today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. So we got to listen. We got to always realize that, you know, we can walk our own path and not good. We got to be led by the Holy Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. We got to be led and stay on his path. Hebrews 12:6, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. When you get chastised by God and you know it's from God, thank him, because he's kept you on that narrow path. When we start to wander, he wants us back on that path. So thank him. He's chastised me like lots, and I deserved it, and I thank him. I glorify him, because I wouldn't know, you know, where I'd be if he hasn't. He himself hasn't put me back on the path. In 1 John 2:15, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. This is one reason that he will chastise us. But he'll speak to us. He'll even send others to speak to us. We got to want to listen, you know. So if your main aim of life is just gimme, 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 want, me, then you're on the wrong track, you know. What we need to do is 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. These are the weapons I've spoke about before, in the other videos, that we need to do, you know, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. There it is, the me, gimme, 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 want, I can be this, I can be that, you know, I can do this and blah, 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 you know. And, you know, thoughts of covetous, pride, greed, lust, whatever. We got to cast them down. We got to recognize them. Cast them down. And then it says, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is so crucial. So, you know, It's so important that you do this, because this is where God's speaking. If there's other things you've let in there, other noise that you let in there, other voices, then you'll never hear God. He's got to, you know, you got to still yourself, still your mind, calm yourself, you know, and get rid of the junk out of your heads. I mean, my head was full of it. But and still gets in. I still let it in, and the devil's pumping her in too. So we always got to be on our toes. We always got to be on the ball and looking, you know, looking and on the job all the time. Because if we don't, you know, we need to do the above. Or it says in 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned aside to fables, turned unto fables. The devil's pumping stuff in, he's speaking to us. We got to really start to know whose voice is who. And the times that are coming, we need to know that now. You know, we got to trust God. He does want the best for us, and he does want to lead us. You know, it's eternal life. Our eternal life started now, and we should walk in or forget what's behind, move forwards, you know. And don't let the devil, don't let people bring you like tasty lolly stuff, fairy floss that you want to feed on, and that sounds good, and, you know, that you know, puts me in a place where I think I should be. Not, you know, I don't want to be a servant. I want to be on top of the heap, you know. Get rid of them thoughts, because the churches are full of them. The world's full of them. Everywhere you look, that's all they are. And in Acts 28:27, it says, for the heart of these people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. If we continue walking in the junk, not listening to God, listening to man, running after the things of the world, then, you know, what's the, we're never going to get anywhere. We might even lose our salvation, you know, and that's for eternity. That's forever in the pit, in hell, in torment. So we got to really learn to listen to the still small voice of God. That's the main way he speaks. You know, I just want to say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you and I pray. Everyone that's listened to this video right now, everyone that watched it, I pray that you speak to them. Open their ears to hear. Open their eyes to see. Let them hear your still small voice. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind up every spirit of doubt, every spirit of unbelief, every spirit of pride and self-righteousness that's blocking your voice, God, in Jesus' name. And I loose hearing. I loose abundant hearing. I ask you to open their ears and bring life, bring light, bring truth, bring joy and peace. Speak encouragement to them, Father. Counsel them, God. Comfort them through your still small voice. Direct them and lead them, God, down that narrow path that you've set out. And I bless them, God. Bless them by letting them hear your voice, Father. Father, speak to them even right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.